You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Well, some proper disappointing news. Lee McGregor fight is off again. Ben, just give me your reaction on the news today.
Yeah, obviously it's a huge shame. Really disappointed. But also we're understanding it's not the end of the world. Obviously Lee's made a lot of sacrifices and that, but look, it's not a case of, oh, I've sacrificed a few weeks over Christmas. This is a life sacrifice. It's something he's put numerous amounts of years into and will put into. So, you know, it's you're not going to cry over spilt milk. It's a shame, but like I say, it's just a few more weeks that he's dedicated to the sport and to his craft that he's dedicated many years to and many more years to. So many more years to come to. So it is what it is. He's young. He's developing all the time. You know, I'm really, really impressed with the development that he's made. So hopefully we just get a new date soon just to keep him, keep him focused.
What have MTK said to you and Lee? Is that likely? What, a couple of weeks we got to wait after the initial date?
Not been given a sort of a time frame, but they just said they're working on it, obviously. Working on it right away. The moment the information come out, I was already working on it. So hopefully we get some news soon.
But at least the main thing is it's not like the first lockdown. At least you get to train still, spar still. And you're still in the gym. Where have you gone?
Sorry, mate. Call come through. Yeah, exactly. And like I say, you know, Lee's made some real, real progress. And I'm really, really pleased with the progress that he's made in every department. So he'll just keep working away. And obviously, Karen Gurphy's no walkover. A 33-fight veteran. Held the European title for extensive periods on two separate occasions. Some good wins, but he's also, you know, in his two losses, he's always been in the fight. So it's a tough fight, but he's slightly older. And he'll be putting his body through more wear and tear and all the rest of it. An extended training camp. Lee's young, he's fresh, and the more time will suit him anyway. So it is what it is. All in God's plan.
Okay, well said. Put a positive spin on it and hopefully you get a date soon from MTK for that fight. Ben, let me just quickly get your reaction to last night's fight with Ryan Garcia stopping Luke Campbell. What do you make of his win?
A real, real solid win. I've rated Ryan Garcia, but I did think that Luke Campbell would have a little bit too much experience and pedigree in his locker at that moment in time. But I always knew that it was a risk. Obviously, Ryan Garcia can really, really whack. He's proven that. Dispatching of some real durable opponents previously in really good fashion. So we knew he could whack. But I expected a little bit more from Luke Campbell in terms of being able to control the fight. He looked as though, if you looked at the two, there were some mistakes that Ryan Garcia made, but Ryan Garcia looked the more composed in there. And I just thought, obviously, I understand. I saw Luke talking in the build-up and he said about the fact that, he feels that he may have to go over there and probably has to get the stoppage because it's on the Golden Boy card against, you know, one of their main lads. And it just looked like he was just looking for the stoppage. And obviously he got a fantastic knockdown in the second round, but Ryan Garcia showed his heart, showed his courage, showed his character. And even when you're looking for a knockout, you have to go in there with more than that. It was a bit of a one-trick type performance, I felt. And that, obviously, that's not taking anything away from Luke Campbell. Phenomenal fighter. But I just felt like maybe he was too focused on, I need the knockout to come away with the win here, and maybe that worked against him. But that's, again, it's not taking nothing away from Ryan Garcia. I thought Ryan Garcia showed a lot in that fight. Showed some vulnerabilities as well, of course. But with all that said, of course, there's, you know, Luke Campbell's a top quality fighter. He's going to exploit some weaknesses in your game. And he'll do that to world level fighters. So, yeah, really impressed with Ryan Garcia's win.
Of course, a very young man got dropped for the first time very early on in the fight. The way he came back so strong, composed himself. Was you impressed with that side of things from Ryan as well?
Very impressed with his character. Luke Campbell can really crack. And got caught flush. You know, showed a bit of inexperience, although he got away with it. He showed some inexperience in jumping straight back up. Didn't take a second to gather himself. And that may be something that he'll take away from that fight and go, do you know what, next time I'll compose myself, take my time, then get back up. He jumped straight back up, but, you know, didn't pay the price for that. And seemed fine when he got back on his feet. But, yeah, I was very, very impressed with that character, that spite, will, desire, heart. Everything that people said that he didn't have, he showed that he's got.
Mm. Something we did know going into the fight that was very good of Ryan's was obviously his left hook, the way he disguised, etc. Most of his knockouts are coming through that shot. Again, that's he's got a very good tool there, hasn't he, Ryan?
Yeah, he can really crack. You know, he's dispatched, like I said before, he's dispatched to some really durable opponents in very, very good fashion. But so, you know, that was obvious. I think that Luke was a little bit, what's the word, defensively, he was a bit one-dimensional, not very composed when under fire. But Ryan Garcia made that pay for him, you know. Obviously, as you're sitting there, changed the trajectory of the left hook, like it was going to the head, dropped it to the body. I probably would have expected a little bit more composure defensively from Luke. And, you know, would have thought of a way to take that left hook away from Ryan Garcia. But, yeah, he didn't manage to. But look, he's 22. He's Ryan Garcia, he's got a long future in the sport. So I think it'd be a shame to rush all these young lightweights. It's always perceived that boxing fans, oh, we want to know who's the best, match them all now. But when we've matched them all, it's a bit like, oh, what's next? You know what I mean? So let him keep growing. He's fantastic for the sport, especially Ryan Garcia with the type of following that he's got. He's bringing new fans to the sport. Younger people to the sport. He'll get people starting the sport that probably weren't going to get into the sport before. So let him keep growing. Let him get to, you know, their peaks and make these fights happen along the way. Naturally, of course, some of these matchups will happen along the way, but we don't need to see it all right away and rush them all.
Having said that, though, he is mandatory for Devin, ain't he? Do you like that fight with Ryan and Devin?
Yeah, they've got a previous, haven't they? Mm. Yeah, it's a good fight. Look, me personally, I think that Devin Haney's probably the one. I think Devin Haney's the one out of all of them, in my opinion.
Even Teofimo Lopez?
I think that Devin will come out on top, in my opinion.
So you think he's the best lightweight in the world?
It's hard for me to say right away who the main man is right now. But I think that he will be the one that comes out on top in the end. His work ethic, his desire, his willingness, his attitude. I think he'll be the one that comes out on top, in my opinion.
Okay. But that mix there with him, Tank, Teofimo, even Lomachenko, if he stays at lightweight. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And look, when you got that quality in one division and they all match up, yeah, you know, each man could beat each man, different day, different result, anything can happen. It's top level boxing. We know that anything can happen. But I just think in the long term, from what I've seen and know from encounters with Devin, I think that he has the mindset and the attitude to be the one that sits on the top of the hill at the end of it. long term.
Okay, well, Ben, thanks for giving me your thoughts on the fight last night. Also, is that a Bobby Parker?
Bobby Parker.
The best. Okay, Ben, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and we'll speak soon, all right? Top man.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.